Yo, yo, welcome to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. I'm your host, Coach James. Through my podcast, I will preach and teach you how to live a happy and healthy, authentic lifestyle through various topics combined with my own life experiences. Yo, y'all, thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Let's get started. Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, where it's not personal, it's just all love. Hope everybody's doing great. So y'all, as we get ready to go into 2024, and yeah, I said it, 2024, the world just seems like it's just moving so fast. Year after year after year just flies by. And it's kind of weird because first we jump into January 1st. And then next thing we know, the holidays start falling around. And then next thing we know, it's like we're into another year. And with the way time flies and things move so fast these days, it's like we got to be ahead of the game. And when I say ahead of the game, we got to be way ahead of the game. We got to be prepared for next year, this year, right? That's how fast it comes. But when you think about that and you put that into perspective, time doesn't wait on no one. It doesn't wait on you. Success doesn't wait on you, right? Nothing waits on you. It's about you actually making a decision to get going and actually do what you need to do to get started, right? And so it's just one of those things where, again, preparation is key. So y'all, when I was younger, I used to have all these big dreams, these big goals, these big ideas, things I want to accomplish in the next up and coming year. And I mean, I would really get prepared mentally, right? I tell myself all these great things are going to happen. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. And that new year would come January 1, and I will sit there like, okay, I'm gonna start January 2nd. January 2nd to go by, and then I'm gonna start Monday, January 3rd or 4th, whatever the Monday will fall on, right? We'll get to that day. Those New Year's resolutions I had, those goals I set for myself, will just end up staying in the same spot all year long. And I find myself making that same resolution year after year after year, and I would just never get there. So today's episode is about, what's your plan for 2024? What do you want to do? What are the goals you have set for yourself? Do you have a 2-year plan? Do you have a 5-year plan? Do you have a 10-year plan? What goals do you have set for yourself? Because time is not waiting on you. You're not getting any younger. Time is aging you. And if time ages you to the point to where it's too late, sometimes it's just too late for you to actually take that next step you want to take. You know, y'all always say the worst thing that you want to do is be in the same position you were in last year, this year. And that means you're sitting in park in the same spot on the same couch in the same area watching the same TV show, right? That means that time has flew by and you literally just sat there on the same spot for a year after you had all these ambitions and goals that you had set for yourself. Think about that for a little bit. Let that marinate as I drink on my lady tea. And in case y'all didn't know, I drink on my lady tea because it helped me lose 40 pounds and cut my body fat percentage in half. And if I had the little clapper going on my pod track, I would actually hit the clap button. Some applause for that. So y'all, as I said, let that marinate, right? So there's some questions that I want to ask you straight up. Right. Coach James want to be 100% forward with you today. Coach James want to be 100% transparent with you today, because I want you to start looking at yourself in a different light. Again, that's what this podcast is all about. It's about having you look at things a lot different to make your life a lot better. Right. Because we all got goals. No one wants to live a mediocre life. Right. I just don't find that hard to believe. Now, some of us might just be like, hey, the hood didn't choose me. I didn't choose the hood. The hood chose me. I've heard all that stuff from clients. I've heard it all, y'all. And some of us got that mentality. But I still don't feel like that people are just OK with that. Everyone wants to take the next step up. They want to level up. They want to get in a bag. They want to make more money. They want to see beautiful things. They want to own nice possessions, right? And so with that being said, some of you have got to have some goals and things that you want to achieve in 2024. So question number one, what do you want for yourself? Really think about that. What do you want for yourself? What do you see for yourself? What do you see you having? That's big. Because if you can picture it and dream you having it, you can have it. But you got to know what it is you want for yourself, right? No one is going to dictate to you what they think you should be, what they think you should do. Yeah, you may come up with a great idea at work or talking to your significant other, your wife, your husband. They may be like, hey, that's a great idea. But they still can't tell you what you want. And if they try to force you to be that person, you're going to turn your back anyways because you're going to feel like you're forced into it. You're just not letting it happen organically, right? Someone is forcing you to do it. And when people force things upon us, you know what we do? We turn our back. So you got to want to want it for yourself. What do you want for yourself? Where do you see yourself? What's next for you? What's your plan for 2024? Right? And I'm going to keep asking you that question because that's an important question. And I can't answer for you. Got to be the one to answer it. As I always say, I could lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink it. I wouldn't even try to make you drink it because you might not like my water. My water is sour with lemon in it. Next question. Where do you see yourself? When you look in the mirror, where do you really see yourself? And answer that question with a lot of words behind it. My man Les Brown said best. He go, when you ask yourself these questions, don't be vague. Be big about it. Be bold. Think really, where do you see yourself? If you say you see yourself in a mansion in 2 years, that's not a laughing matter. That's really where you see yourself. That's achievable, right? You could be poor today and rich tomorrow. Things just happen when you figure out what you want for yourself. When you figure out where do you see yourself, things start to happen for you. But again, no one can make you feel, be, or react to where you see yourself. It's yourself. And that's why I keep saying at the end of the question, where do you see yourself? It's not where your wife sees you. It's not where your kids see you. It's not where your family sees you. It's where you see yourself, right? And you got to have a vision. And if you don't have a vision, then shame on you. Shame on you. What changes do you want to make in 2024? Everybody want to make changes. I know for myself, one change I want to make, and I'm going to be very bold about this, y'all, is that for years in relationships, in marriages, my focus was, how was the sex? And I told y'all that I was going to be really, really open and share myself with y'all on this podcast. And this is part of me doing that. But my big thing about myself is in relationships, in marriages, I always crave the want for sex. In every relationship I was in, I base it on how was the sex life. So for myself, in my marriage with my wife, we've been married for 10 years and together for 15 or 16. I want to no longer visualize and base my marriage on my sex life. Is my sex life great with my wife? Yes. But I no longer want to say I got a great marriage because I get sex 3 times a week. That doesn't make for a great marriage. That doesn't make for a great relationship. What type of friendship do you and your significant other, your wife, your husband have? If you have an authentic relationship, all the rest will happen, right? So that's one of my goals. What I want to change? What changes do I want to make in 2024? That's one of the changes I want to make. I don't want to see sex in the light of my relationship, of my marriage. I want to think bigger than that. And y'all probably like, Coach James, you're crazy. No, I'm not. I used to be crazy. Now I'm thinking of things realistically. Of really, what changes do I want to make? And so the question goes back to you. I shared what I want, the changes for 2024. Really, what changes do you want to make in 2024 for yourself? And don't start dictating your changes on, well, I want to see my wife do this. I want to see my wife lose 30 pounds. I want to see my husband get off the couch and quit watching ESPN. No, it's not about them. It's about you. What changes do you want to make for yourself? Again, it's a you self question. It's not nobody else. It's not. It's you. Ironically, I found it really strange that when you start to change yourself, things around you start to change. And sometimes people start to change too. They see you making a difference, and so they want to make a difference. So again, what changes do you want to make in 2024? What goals do you have? Don't wait to December 31st to try to figure out what your 2024 goals is. Don't wait to December 28th or 29th to try to figure this stuff out. You got to figure it out now. You got to put it on paper now. I know what my goals are for 2024. What is your goals? What do you want to achieve next year? Is it that goal you've been putting back the last five years that's been your New Year's resolution? Is it that goal that you have to get back enrolled in school and to finish your degree? Is it that goal of finally buying the house you've been wanting to buy? Is it a goal of finally getting married to the person you've been with for 25 years? Yes, tell me y'all been together for 25 years and you're not married legally. Yeah, you might have been together, and what is that thing they call when someone's been together so long? Damn it, I knew I was going to forget the word that they call it, but there's a word out there they call it. When you've been with someone legally, you're not legally married, but you've been together so long, you could be deemed as married. And that word is still not coming to me, y'all. It's lingering. I don't know why. But what goals do you have for yourself? Where do you see yourself? I want you to really ruminate on that. And after this podcast, I want you to get a piece of paper and I want you to write down four things. What do you want for yourself in 2024? What do you see yourself in 2024? What changes do you want to make in 2024? And what goals do you have in 2024? I want you to write that down and I want you to fill in the blanks. But you can always write it down, which means really nothing. So here we go. What actions are you going to take? So you get the piece of paper. You write down those four questions. You start to answer them. What actions are you going to take to get there? Right? You got to have a process or some type of strategy to get you to your goals. So that's what's next. What actions are you going to take? Step by step, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just like in kindergarten. you're going back to elementary, right? You're going back to kindergarten. One thing that's big about me that I did before I started this podcast, I had a checklist of things I wanted to achieve first. I wanted to read one book, and the book was about leadership. I wanted to be more into the Word of God. I started praying every day. I wanted to get my mindset together and have more self-control, because there's a lot of judgment when you're a podcaster, and I didn't want someone to say one word about me and it just make me deteriorate into pieces. So I had to figure out a way to build on my mindset so I can deal with judgment, deal with comments, deal with remarks. And then once I finished the book, once I worked on my mindset, once I focused more and had a lot of gratitude toward God, I brought my podcasting equipment. That was the last thing. And I told myself, okay, you got the equipment. Now it's time for you to do the do. And believe me, y'all, I was fearful. At one point, I ordered the equipment online from Amazon, and I was like, great. What if I order equipment and never use it? I had the same fears that y'all had. I had the same questions that y'all have, but the only difference is that I had those questions, but I still took action. You can have questions all day long. You can be fearful all day long. You should be. When you're fearful, that tells me you care and you want to be successful. I like the idea of fear. but I don't like fear when it holds you back from your ultimate goal. If fear was overtaking you to where you sit and can't do anything because you're so fearful, that's what I don't like. I like you to be fearful. I like you to be excited, but at the same time, take actions to get there. So again, what actions are you going to take? Right? And I just gave y'all some ideas of what I did to take the actions that I need to take. Yours may look totally different from mine, but write them down. After you write your questions down, write down what actions you're going to take. And once you figure out what actions you're going to take, be consistent. I still believe in consistency. I still believe hard work pays off. And I still believe in myself. Think about that. That's big. Those three things I just said now is big. They're advantageous for you. Be consistent. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart and your might. I was reading a scripture in the Bible the other day. I want to say it was Proverbs. And it says something, and I'm not going to quote it word for word because I don't want to mess up a scripture. But it says something to the effect that whatever you do it, do it with all your heart. Do it with all your might. Because that's what God wants to see. Be consistent. Be consistently consistent. Let that stick with you. Right? That means you get up every single day and you fight for whatever it is that goal is. You fight for that goal every single day to make it come to fruition. You don't hold back. You don't cut corners. You don't take the day off. You got to get it done. Y'all, I could always say, well, I don't want to record my podcast because it's Sunday and my Broncos is playing and I'd rather sit around and barbecue some ribs and smoke some ribs and drink some liquor and drink some beer and watch the game. Yeah, that sounds cool. That's chill. But my life ain't about chilling no more. My life is about getting to the ultimate goal of where I want to be, and that's helping you get to where you need to be. While you taking time off, here I am working my butt off here, making content for you to motivate you. See how that works? I'm not being critical of you. I just want to drive you a little bit. That's all. I just want you to be consistent. Be bold. Be bold. In bold letters, y'all. Be consistently consistent and be bold. And when I say be bold, don't let nothing stop you. You don't think me going on social media talking about my podcast is scary to me? Yeah. I think somebody going to say one day like, oh my God, you don't even speak right. Do you have a degree? What college did you attend? You don't think I worry about those things? I do. But bring them on, baby. Say it. Talk about me. I need to hear your constructive criticism. It's going to drive me to even be better. Because when you leave in comments about me, I got you listening now. You're paying attention to me. And because you made a comment, something I said just sparked you. Whether it's set with you well or whether it's set with you not well, you made a comment about my two cents on life, the podcast, Coach James. Something I said sparked you. So be bold, y'all. Don't let nothing knock you off your square. Just keep on going. Keep on tracking. I'm going to tell y'all a story, and then I'm going to let y'all get out of here. Me and my wife has been into Herbalife, the health and wellness products, for 3+ years now. And we first got into Herbalife, we were both consistently consistent. We both were working on our goals. We both lost about 30 pounds. We looked very nice as a couple together. We would go places and people would just gravitate toward us. We were a very nice looking couple together, and we still are now. And everyone called us the power couple. And what happened is that my wife got to a point to where she pulled back. She wasn't as involved with the business as I was. And I continued to strive and just fight for what I wanted, consistently consistent, out there being bold, while she had kind of just, I left her in the back. I never came back and grabbed her hand and said, come on. And because I didn't do that, I got so far into Herbalife. I forgot about her. I forgot about my family. I forgot about my kids. I forgot about myself. I lost myself. And so there was a lot of things, morals and ethics that I told myself I wouldn't do that I was doing to try to get to be the number one Herbalife distributor. And I tell you the story to tell you this, y'all, because it's important to your success. You can be consistently consistent. You can be bold, but don't forget about who you are when you're doing this. You're gonna be great. You're gonna be amazing. You're gonna make a lot of money. You're gonna be successful. But don't ever forget where you came from and who you are. Because when you start forgetting about the people that brings you value and adds value to your life, you lose. You lose. So what are three things you can do, like I said, for 2024? Write down what actions you're going to take, be consistently consistent, and be bold. Those are the most important things about what your plan is for 2024. Like I said, y'all, when I get done, if you don't have a piece of paper, go get a piece of paper and write down these questions. I'm going to repeat them one last time because I don't think y'all was listening. I know you weren't listening. What do you want for yourself in 2024? What do you see yourself in 2024? What changes do you want to make in 2024? And what goals do you want to set and achieve in 2024? Those are the questions. Write them down. They're important. They are advantageous to your success. All right? So y'all, really appreciate y'all for listening. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. It's James Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S, at 40 and Fit Life Coach. Or if you want to email me and spark up a conversation, do that. I don't mind talking to people. I'm not one of those dudes who's going to run from you. If you hit me up on IG and you IM me, DM me, whatever, I'll get back to you. Might not be right away, but I'll get back to you. I'm not scared. I'll hit you up. If you got questions, hit me up. So email me, y'all. I do appreciate, again, the listeners. I appreciate the continued comments. They keep coming in. People keep saying good things about the podcast. And I really appreciate that, y'all. Keep doing that. And as I always say, practice self-care. And that's what this is, y'all. Peace. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day. God bless. And I love y'all. Peace.